can books bring you happiness? Well, they certainly can help lift your mood. And today's tips are all about those mood-lifting books. Sharing her choices from the RNIB library is Lynn Livingston.
My Kind of Happy by Kathy Bramley. Flowers have always made Fern smile. She treasures the memories of her beloved grandmother's floristry and helping her to arrange beautiful blooms that brought such joy to their recipients. But ever since the family tragedy a year ago, Fern has been searching for her own contentment. When a chance discovery inspires her to start a happiness list, it seems that Fern might just have found her answer. Sometimes the scariest path can be the most rewarding. So, is Fern ready to take this risk and step into the unknown? And what kind of happiness might she find if she does?
I shrank back in my chair, feeling an instant prickle of perspiration under my arms. I wasn't comfortable being under this kind of scrutiny. I didn't want her to be able to read me like this. "I've had a lot to deal with recently," I said in a small voice. Maureen held my gaze for a second longer than I'd have liked and delved into the bag. Getting to her feet, she placed a large pink stone on the floor in the centre of our circle, and around it she dotted others, in white, green, and more pink ones. She tipped some smaller crystals out into her hand and held them out to us. "If you'd like to hold one during the healing, help yourselves." Laura and I exchanged sceptical glances. Maureen's eyebrows flickered with interest as we made our choices. Mine was a smooth white stone shaped like an egg, which seemed to have a light coming from its centre. Laura's was blue, flecked with gold. "Close your eyes and relax." I did as I was told. This is what I had come for, complete relaxation for body and mind, a rest from the angry thoughts which had been tormenting me for the last 8 months. "Let them go, Fern. Just let them go."
A Random Act of Kindness by Sophie Jenkins. Fern is too busy making sure other people feel good about themselves to give much thought to her own happiness. But somehow, without her noticing, life has run away from her. Suddenly, Fern realises her vintage clothes business is struggling, and the casual relationship she always thought she was happy in doesn't look so appealing. But sometimes, karma really does come through. And when Fern goes out of her way to help 85-year-old Dinah, little does she realise their new friendship will change her life. Dinah may have troubles in her past, but she's lived and loved to the full. Can Dinah show Fern that even the smallest acts of kindness can make the world a better place?
She sneezes into the elbow of her black dress. Her zips jingle. "Bless you," I say, dodging out of the way as she checks for damage. I don't move far enough to be rude, but I do try to get far enough away to avoid the germs that might have escaped around her slim arm, because what could be worse than catching a cold at this crucial time in my business career? Plenty, as it turns out. I see Lucy out into the cool night, and she totters up the wooden steps, waving all the way, then curses softly for a few moments outside her front door while she finds her keys. I lock the door and stand in the now spinning centre of the flat that I live in, with my parents tucked up in the bedroom, my friend safely upstairs. I wonder if the night will have repercussions. My mother's very good at keeping a grudge going, but she can only keep it going as long as we're together, and they're going back in the morning. I brush my teeth in the kitchen sink, then make up the sofa, switch the lights off, and wrap myself up in my duvet. Surprisingly, I sleep well.
Happy Mind, Happy Life. 10 Simple Ways to Feel Great Every Day by Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. We often conflate happiness with success, but over the course of his career, GP and best-selling author, Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, has seen firsthand how this misunderstanding of happiness is actually damaging our health. Research has shown that poor mental health has a direct impact on our overall health, and in fact 90% of GP visits are due to stress. In his latest book, Happy Mind, Happy Life, he shows how making small changes to our mindset is the secret to feeling both happier and healthier. With 10 simple tools that have changed the lives of his patients, from eliminating choice to giving yourself away, the life-changing advice in this book will help you reconnect with yourself, feel more fulfilled, and discover what happiness is for you.
The single biggest problem people have in their search for happiness is them confusing it with success. Of course, it's absolutely possible to have both, but it's certainly not a given. We're raised in a want-brain culture that fools us into believing hard work, career achievements, and material possessions will make us happy. This is a cruel trick designed to feed the market economy and keep it going. Happiness can never be found in a world of wants, because wants are never satisfied. Instead, we should understand the things that truly make us happy, living in accordance with our values, and the simple, virtually cost-free pleasures of a hot bath, a lovely cup of tea, or a walk on the beach.
And that was the final happy book recommendation from Lynn. If you would like to access these books, just visit readingservices.rnib.org.uk and sign up for your free account. You'll be able to access a wide array of books, including those happy recommendations.